Let's keep it rolling.
Dating.
Picture me riding dirty. Mm-hmm. All right, we're in part two, The Unknown. We're just going to keep this topic rolling. It was too good. We're not going to just go off for like 80 minutes like we did last time on UFOs.
Yeah, this time we have another topic.
I get going.
About the unknown. The UFO. It's fascinating. That's just it.
It is, man. It's,
I mean, we could talk for... I mean, shoot. That guy's weekend, cool. I think we spent the whole day talking about this type of stuff.
Science is cool. I used to not think it is, but I do now. Like, science is pretty awesome, especially like space and things like that. But another thing that's fascinating is what we're going to talk about, and that's the afterlife, life after death.
Yep.
And, you know, I think a lot of it, I know a lot of it is based on your personal beliefs, you know, whatever you believe, I believe, other people believe.
Yep.
And then, you know, you have kids, and that's probably what you're going to, whatever you believe is, you tend to tell your kids that. And
then, but then as your kids grow up,
they figure it out themselves.
They'll either, do research and figure it out themselves, or they'll just...
Or they just keep rolling and believe whatever you believe and told them. You know,
rolling dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously both you and I believe that there's an afterlife, like a heaven, you know, to different, maybe different degrees, but still believe in that.
Yep.
Then there's, you know, you have that far extreme to that is believing there's absolutely nothing.
So you when you die, dirt, you go die, dirt, you
turn into a dinosaur fossil.
Yes, that's how we get the oil.
Yeah, we get people. People bones.
Ooh, boy.
We're not that old.
No.
We couldn't feel a Volkswagen bug. You need a dinosaur.
You need a dinosaur for that one.
A Brachiosaurus fossil.
Boom.
Get that semi-truck rolling.
Get it going. You'd be riding dirty.
That is really riding dirty.
That really is. Cause,
I want my pterodactyl.
I'll take one of them T-Rexes.
T-Rex fuel.
I heard them some good oil.
Oh, fossil fuel. Yeah. Oh, you mean it's not really a dinosaur in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like the bone.
Been lied to my whole life.
So.
But Mama said.
When do you really, I mean, have you, you know, you have four kids. You really talk about death with them at all?
You know, only when someone that we know has passed away.
Okay.
The younger two, the twins, haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah, they're really not got a grasp on it yet.
Well, one, they're young, and two,
you mean they weren't born and you just go, you were born, now and you're gonna die.
You're gonna born,
every day.
You're gonna pay your taxes, and you're gonna die.
Yep. You're born. You die. That's it.
That's it.
Is that it?
Some people don't even pay their taxes.
Every day is one step closer to death. You mean you don't? Yeah. You're not like super pessimistic like that?
No. Because all of my grandparents have passed away, and all of Valerie's grandparents passed away before the twins were born.
Uh-huh.
And so now it's our parents.
Sure.
And aunts and uncles, but a lot of them... They don't know, like our aunts and uncles. Valerie's grandma and I don't know if her grandpa was alive. I think he was, but Allie had met them.
Oh, okay.
And so with Allie, we've talked to her. She's had questions. Actually, yeah, her grandma, both of them, Allie and Landon. We all went to their funeral. The twins went to a funeral with us, but I mean, it was a year or two ago, so they were still whatever, you know, not paying attention or anything, because I had an uncle that passed away. But other than that, I mean, other than what we learn, you know, religiously in church and stuff, we haven't like sat down and been like, well, this is...
They tell kids about that stuff when you go to church?
Like,
they talk about it at all?
I mean, not really. Not to the kids, I mean, at least. But they talk about Jesus Christ and him dying on the cross and stuff. So they're going to know something
That's
like
not
that.
Your typical death story, though.
That isn't. No. You got to set that one straight.
That was not your standard.
That's not going to
be. That's not your standard die, go in the dirt. And...
But they know that people die.
Right, sure.
Because, you know, you talk about that and at church. And so... Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, do we teach them that there is an afterlife? Yeah, we do.
Sure.
So,
With that, do you ever talk about, like ghosts or anything like that? You know what I mean?
No, we
ever get in,
bring don't, that up? No, we haven't had that discussion yet. I mean, Allie's 11.
My talk kids about are, like spirits and stuff, you know?
My kids are just so, they're scaredy cats, man.
Oh, so they don't even want to bother.
Like, I don't even want to bother with it. Stuff.
Well, no, because I mean, don't go out of your way to bring it up. Yeah. Like, hey, did you know, I mean, now, this is obviously if you believe in ghosts out there.
And they've never asked, are ghosts real?
Right.
So yeah. I'm not going to just bring it up.
No, it's not worth it.
Because I'm not going to open that can
especially
of worms.
I'm scared. Like,
I mean, shoot, they're still, I mean, Molly still to this day is freaked out over the house with a clock on the walls, and that was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And she still can't be in a room
I told
herself.
You, man, you got to just show her something even scarier now to get her mind over that.
Oh, okay. Okay. What are you, Major Pain over there?
Yeah,
you, you want me to take the paint off your leg? Break your finger?
I've been shot. Yeah, he's like, I've been shot. He's like, take, dude, I know a little trick. Take your mind off that leg. He
breaks his fingers. Now you're not thinking about that leg.
Yep. Mark every time. That's exactly what I'm getting at, though.
No, because if it's something scary, that wasn't
like
even really that
Nightmare
scary.
Nightmare on Elm Street or something
okay.
Just really...
I'm going to rent it right now.
Freddy Krueger, he comes at night when you're sleeping.
He comes in your dreams.
Better. Yeah, that's even better. So she'll be trying to sleep.
No, I mean, it's still to this day, like, we have to... She'll come out and be like, I'm having nightmares. I got to get a dream catcher.
Yeah, we have one in there.
See, I keep forgetting to buy one. Yeah. I need to buy a dream catcher because I had one growing up because I was like her.
Yeah.
I was scared of stuff.
I mean,
dreams.
I think it's a, but that's like.
I honestly, I believe in dream catchers.
I do too. Well, I mean, that's, you know.
I mean, you got a big
culture
old,
and stuff.
Big old one
yeah,
on
I mean,
your arm,
I got on my arm. I mean, but yeah, I mean, a lot of Native American culture believe in. You know, dream catchers, things like that.
Shoot, you so know what? If I can remember, I'm going to stop like by Walmart and I'm going to freaking buy one.
So you're going to get a Walmart dream catcher?
I kind of. You're going to give me one of your native ones right now then?
No.
I didn't think so. Get my own. Where am I going to get it?
New Mexico's got some good
ones. Well, I'm not going to go to New Mexico anytime.
They got good Navajo stuff down there.
I'm not going to go to New Mexico anytime.
Yeah.
So Walmart's
Arizona.
The best I can do.
Arizona, Nevada.
I'm not going. I'm not going anywhere soon.
Somewhere near a reservation, probably.
I'm going to Utah for New Year's.
You might have some down there.
Well, we got them here, too. I just don't know anyone that has them other than Walmart.
You know, there's probably some shops. I have to look into it. Good little Google.
Good little Google. Yeah.
Yeah, Juliana, we've had the ghost talk, too. Mm-hmm. And once again, like, you know, kind of like with the UFOs and stuff, I'm like, there's, I don't know, man.
So,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there.
So there's a difference for me mm-hmm. between a ghost and a spirit.
Sure.
Because the ghosts are the one, for me, they're the ones that are stuck in between this life and the afterlife.
So you think there's ghosts and stuff?
I don't know. That's the problem. Because...
So, but you're not a hard no.
I'm not a hard no. Mm.
What do you lean more towards? See, I'm stirring the pot now. I want to know where you're at here.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you right now.
I wasn't ready for that.
I'll just say yes. Because you know me. I believe everything.
Well, because there are a lot of weird things that happen.
There's a lot of unexplainable. It's the unexplainable.
It is. Well, hence.
And not everybody's making this stuff up.
No.
Not everybody. Come on. And I've heard some pretty good stories from people I know that I trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple things personally that were like, was that?
Yeah. So you got your ghosts, the ones for me that they're stuck.
Yeah, sure.
But then you got the spirits, which are heavenly beings.
Or alcohol.
Well shut up. You stop it. You stop it right now.
Yeah, some good spirits. That's why I don't call them spirits.
See what I deal with all the time, people.
I don't call them spirits. I call them ghosts.
Go, you dummy. That's all you think about. You raging alcoholic over here. I know. But spirits are, you know, angels or whatever you want to call them. You know, the ones that, you know, like your ancestors that will, you know, as some people say, they visit them in their dreams.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so...
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely something going on.
So sure. I got a question now, okay?
Yeah.
If you have a dream about someone that's passed, do you think that's their way of coming back and visiting you?
I don't know. It's really hard to interpret like dreams, and you can, there's a lot of research you can do on dream interpretation and all these other things, what people think it is. But
I like to believe, because it's
whatever you want to believe. You
know? I mean, because like, I'll have a dream about my grandma or grandpa. I like to think it's their way of coming and visiting me.
Were you pretty close with them?
So let's see. My grandma, Stoddard, my mom's mom, we lived with her for 6 years. So I was really close with her. And my grandpa, her husband, passed away when I was 8. And then a couple months later, we moved here. So he's the reason why we moved here.
But
so
you have
we,
dreams about it now? Or is this
when well, you're younger? No. Just, they'll, like, I'll have dreams about them. It's not like we're sitting down having conversations.
But even now, though, you
do. Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Yes, I mean, so we lived in Kimberly, and when my grandpa passed.
Okay.
But this kind of traumatized me when I was a kid, but got over it over the years. But we were visiting my grandparents, and my grandpa passed away in the room. When we were visiting, we were sleeping. My grandpa passed away in the room right next to us, and we can hear everything that was going on. Like my mom doing CPR, calling the...
Dang.
And I was 8 at the time. Freaking, I was... I mean, it just... It was traumatizing for an 8-year-old. Especially for someone who is sheltered and didn't really...
I mean, you're 8.
I was 8, yeah. You know, I wasn't the one sitting there watching Nightmare on Elm Street and watching Ghost. I mean, they're
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, I've had friends that used to watch all that when they were young, and they show their kids that now. But, so it was traumatizing for me. And I knew my grandpa, but I didn't know him. I didn't have a relationship with him. But the last memories I have of him, I'll keep them forever. But, I mean, and then my grandma lived with her for 6 years. To this day, you know, I have a dream, and it's, you know, they'll be there.
That's so interesting.
But it's not like we're sitting here having a conversation. They're just there.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, and there's someone that we lost in high school, our senior year.
Yeah.
That just...
I remember.
I was...
You had dreams about him?
All the time.
That's crazy.
Because because his last name was close to mine, so I sat next to him all the time.
I feel so I've had this conversation with my wife too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so disconnected. Like, I don't dream about nothing, like, hardly.
I had a dream the other day about I don't Cisco and Stephanie.
I don't. Yeah. So you're in tune, man. I think I think there are people like Alice is like this. She's like her sister's like this.
Yeah.
It's a very, they're emotionally attached, and you're in tune to things. Like, I think there's like, you know, it's like you hear the term like a medium.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that kind of
see.
I mean, I think there's more than one way to look at somebody being a medium.
I was going to say, I'm not that.
I don't mean like John Constantine, I see the dead, you know,
or the New Jersey medium.
I mean,
medium,
like, I feel like you can kind of be like a medium. You're just sensitive to things more than like others.
But the thing is the ones that have passed in my dreams, I don't talk to them, but they're there.
See, I don't even have
like we're sitting here talking like this.
Yeah.
And but we're in a group of people.
Yeah.
And they're off to the side talking with other people, but they're there.
I have a theory for why I am the way I am when it comes to like that stuff, and I think a lot of it is because the people that I'm attached to, I'm really close with, haven't died yet. And I think when that does happen, is when I'll start having.
If I die before you, I'm coming back visiting you.
Well, I appreciate it. Just make sure I'm not on the toilet when you do. That's my time to.
I'll visit you in your dreams. If you're sleeping on the toilet, I'm gonna visit you and slap the crap out of you.
Wake up! I told you that's my time. Hey, don't be fingers under the door. Because my mom, you know, she's very sensitive. Like she said after her grandma died, that she could still feel her, like in the house that she was at, and you even told me a story. Like one time, she felt like it seemed like somebody sat down next to her on a bed.
I get that all the time. There was someone touching me.
I don't. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's more of. I don't. But I don't put myself in that place though to allow for that to happen, I think either.
So it'll just be random. Like I'll just be kind of sitting there or standing there, and then all of a sudden it'll feel like someone like puts their hand on my back.
Well, it's me.
And then but you're not there.
No, I'm there.
Oh, okay.
I'm always there.
Oh yeah, it's getting creepy now.
That's my baby.
If you die before me, please don't come back.
I'll be like, and I'll just be like right above you when you're sleeping. I'll be like, hey. I'll pull on your beard and you wake up and I'm like, I'll be like the Beetlejuice thing.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think? Is that scary? It's all, you know what I'm talking about? That'll yes, be me. Exactly. I want to be like him. If I could die totally and come back as anybody, give me Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice.
Totally see you doing that too.
I want to be him.
Like 100%.
I'll be just walking around like, frisky.
I'll be like, dang it, Steve.
His voice. Save that for later.
Reverend Steve, go away.
Oh, man. That'd be good.
It's weird, man. Because, like, I'll just be standing there and all of a sudden I'll just feel something. Like, someone's touching me. And then I'll, like, reach back to see.
Interesting. There. Maybe your house is haunted.
Well, that's not every house I've been in then.
They're all haunted.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just got one that just follows me around. Maybe I'm just haunted.
I've heard that.
It's called a guardian angel.
No, I'm just kidding. So I had a buddy in college who, and it's so funny when he told me this, because it was right after we were graduating, so it's 2008, and I still haven't moved back home yet. So, but I had moved out of my apartment, so I'm staying with him for like a week and a half or so before I move home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when he decides to tell me that, oh yeah, there's a ghost that I see sometimes. And it's followed me around for like most of my life from our houses and stuff. And it's just there. So I don't know if this is something that's true or not. But all I know now is that I'm freaked out because I'm thinking about it. Yeah. And I don't want it to attach itself to me. You know what I mean? Whether it's true or not. But I'm that kind of guy though. Like, I don't just go, oh, those aren't real. I have friends that are like, ah, ain't real, whatever. And then mm-hmm. they just truly believe that. And then it's not. I feel like they're like, it's their little shell that keeps... Mm-hmm. So that can't even happen to
them. See, I don't see him. I never see him, other than in my dreams.
He said he's like, sees him, and you hear him. Like, he told me stuff, I was like, I hope that's not true. But then I'm all up there sleeping, I'm upstairs, I'm trying to sleep, I'm looking around.
Okay. What's that noise?
Dude, I'm like, I'm like that even now. I'm like, don't tell me that stuff. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, dang it.
It's
almost bedtime.
I get a little nervous when it comes to the undead.
Yeah.
Not the zombies. No, undead sounds like zombie stuff. I mean, like ghosts. You know, like it.
And
because it's interesting.
The dead spirits, not the alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can't deny those pictures to you know you see.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
It's just a like ghosts are real, man. Mm-hmm. Like you know. I get it. You know, I believe it. Fine.
There's good ones, and I think there's evil.
Stuff that's in pictures that show up, and you're like, "What is that? Mm-hmm. What are those hands there? Or was that kid? Who's that kid? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, those when you always see the picture of the family on the yard, and then up in the window, there's like a dude looking through, like, who's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like, have you ever been to the old state penitentiary here?
Yeah,
you been there?
The one in Boise?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got stories galore. Yeah. I mean, there was which I don't even believe half of the stuff they do, those ghost hunters on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they came and visited it.
That's interesting how they do things. They're using that EVP, man.
See,
that, voice phenomenon.
Yeah, see, but if I see something on TV like that,
there's entertainment.
I have a hard time believing it.
Want to hear something crazy? Hmm. I have a cousin.
Easy now.
Who did that.
Oh, yeah?
I think he still does. Mm-hmm. He's older than I am, a little bit. But, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, my mom and dad, I can't remember. He got a degree in, like, whatever. I swear, there's, like, a thing. And that's what he does.
Is paranormal. A degree in paranormal activity something. Or something.
Dude, it's something. And that's what he does.
Man.
I know. I need to see him one of these days so I can ask him
I can barely questions. Go to a funeral and go up to the coffin.
Yeah. Dude, man.
But to do...
So I don't know if like all the stuff... Obviously, it's TV, it's entertainment.
It's TV, yeah.
But there really are people that go out doing this stuff, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, no. Ugh. There are people that do that. But it's the ones that are on TV that are, you know, reality TV. Like, I don't believe any of the reality TV that's out there.
I watched...
like all this Bachelor and Bachelorette. It's
that's not real.
Drama.
Yeah, it's all real. It's all unreal. It's not. It's not real.
Like, oh, he can't believe he gave her the. I can because it's in the script, folks. What's
crazy is so the movie's like The Conjuring. You've seen The Conjuring.
I don't do scary movies, dude, man. I don't do scary, well, scary start, like, creepy movies. Nope, so, don't do it. But
I watched an old interview of the couple. So they were a couple that would go and do these things and try to talk to ghosts or whatever. And the stories that they were talking about are so scary.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't know how you make that stuff up.
See, I don't. You I know don't. What I mean, I don't watch those types of things. I don't listen to.
There's a lot of stuff back east, man. That's all I thought about well, last because summer when we went out to Massachusetts to see Alice's aunt and uncle and stuff.
Well, think
everything's old.
Well, exactly.
And on think dead about people's that's graves and you know.
Yeah, that's where they landed when they came over.
Yeah, that's where they started killing people and putting their, you know, on Indian burial ground and, you know, yeah.
I mean, there's places over there over 200 years old.
Salem and witch trials. There's like all kinds of stuff.
All sorts of stuff. And so, and they're all just, like you said, mushed together.
Yeah, dude.
That there's definitely something.
Those old
houses. And especially the way that it was back in the day. Like you said, the Salem witch trials and stuff like that. Just the practices that they used to do over on the East Coast. Oh, I'm glad we live in Idaho.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'll tell you that much right now.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Nothing crazy like that has gone on in Idaho.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
As soon as I got out there, man, I was like, that was the first. I started looking at like old houses, and I'm like, that's got to be haunted. Oh, that's definitely haunted. Oh, there's no way there's no ghosts out here. Like, that's all I kept thinking. Yeah. That's all I kept thinking about the whole time. I'm like, ghosts? Is there ghosts out here?
Mm-hmm. Who's that? Who's
I'm a grown man. I'm still out here like, who's a ghost?
Yeah. No, so it hasn't come up with the kids because they haven't asked, and I'm not going to bring it up unless they ask. Landon really wants to watch Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love to show it to him, but
I think he'll like it. It's pretty fake. I mean,
because I used to watch it.
Right, it doesn't look we back then. It doesn't look real though.
It doesn't.
I think so that might help, but with maybe he doesn't get too scared.
Exactly. I just don't know because, I mean, the kid cries about everything right now.
Wait, Landon?
Yes. Don't even get me started on him.
What's going on?
He just cries about everything. Doesn't, like, he wants to play his tablet. No, and he cries.
Yeah, you know you do?
No,
keep
I grab.
Keep taking that stuff away.
No, oh, I did, he's dude. I grabbed. Okay.
You're going to cry your last tear, bro.
Last week.
Get a switch.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Go pick your switch.
I'm going to give you a reason to cry.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't even get me started. That's what my parents used to say. Don't you cry. I'll give you a reason to cry. Yeah, you already did.
Yeah, I know.
And then they spank you and they say, stop crying. Now, what?
Now I hurt.
Now my butt hurts.
Yeah, now I'm in
pain. Now you're telling me to stop crying?
You better stop crying.
Come on now. But, no. So the other day, we were putting up Christmas lights outside. My wife and I, and then the twins were out there trying to help us, but mainly just getting in the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the older two were inside. Well, Landon came outside, and Valerie sent him back inside to clean the house with his sister. And then, of course, he goes in bawling because he didn't want to do it. Mm. So he's in there, and then I would say 5 minutes later, not even 5 minutes later, he comes tearing out the door, running as fast as he can, and Allie is right behind him, and she's got that look in her eye, and her fist is up. She was going to wail on him.
I love it.
And luckily, he is maybe a couple steps faster than she is, because if she would have gotten to him, he was in there crying, and she kept telling him to, you know, stop crying and get to work, and he sassed off to her, and
he'll stop. You got that older sister
and
there.
So she chased him out of the house, and I grabbed her from beating on him. And I got after her. I was like, get your butt back in there. And I looked at him, and I said, you're grounded from everything. Your freaking tablet.
All of it.
You're grounded from, she loves YouTube, watches stupid videos on YouTube. You're grounded from YouTube.
Yeah.
You're grounded from video games. Yep. Everything for a week. Mm-hmm. I tell you what.
He stopped crying.
He didn't cry for a week. Now he's starting to cry again. Actually, he got his tablet back and started crying. And I was like, you want me to take it away for another week?
Yeah.
Stop crying.
It's.
And I've been really busy this week. I haven't been home a lot.
Kids are so funny with that crying stuff. You know, like, so they figure out really early, like, you know, obviously babies, you cry because you don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
But then even as you start learning to communicate, depending on how the parent reacts, they'll cry, you know, maybe a little bit, or they'll cry a lot. And if they say, ooh.
The thing is when he starts crying, we look at him and we're just like, what the frick are you crying about? Stop crying. You're 8.
Yeah. Well, I'm not into the crying thing.
I'm not.
I really, maybe I was a little harsh, but she, growing up, like, I was like, do not, with her, you know, Juliana, like, do not cry about not getting your way, or, like, that ain't. And when I just, but for me, it was a little, maybe easy, because it's just, with her, you know, so it's like, I didn't have, like, distractions. It was like, you're not going to be crying about the stuff. You know, you hurt yourself, fine, something super real happening, I got you. But if you're throwing a tantrum and you want to cry because you're not getting your way, it ain't going to happen.
I always look at him and I say, when was the last time you saw me cry?
Never.
Exactly.
He's like, well, I just saw you cry when the Raiders lost the other day.
I'm like, no, I was mad. I was angry. That one I turned it off. Hey, why you gotta bring it up? Now you're gonna make me cry. Oh,
I almost cried that in January. No, February in the Super Bowl.
I almost did. They're gonna get me started on the freaking Braves blowing a 3-1 lead. Oh boy.
I've been tear worthy.
Oh, no, there was anger. Fist flying into my pillow.
Oh, man.
Anyway, but no, we don't. Unless they bring it up, I'm not
gonna say anything. Yeah, so, you know, she got really into, especially last summer when we were all hanging out. It was actually when we were out in Massachusetts, family, there's all our cousins and even older cousins there, and they were watching, like, these paranormal shows that are on, like, A&E or something, I don't know.
They're one of those.
But yeah. And she was into it, you know, because it wasn't too creepy, but it was talking about serious stuff. I'm like, you really like that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, huh. So, and she'd seen some stuff, but the ghost thing, I never really showed her ghost stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just how I feel about it. I'm like, I know it'll freak you out, you know. But it got her asking questions and, like, all that about, you know, are ghosts real? I'm like, I think they are. You know, some people don't. But, I mean, look, this show is based on something that supposedly happened. Maybe did, maybe didn't. Maybe some of it happened. Even if a little bit of it happened, that's still...
still creepy.
Still creepy. So, that's up to you to decide, you know.
So, I guess I lied. I guess The Sixth Sense. Yeah. I've seen it.
Right, right.
You used to watch it all the time in high school.
Yeah.
And, gosh dang it, what's that show?
Did it really come out that long ago?
Dude, we were in high school. Dude, okay, so when I wasn't hanging out with you guys, I was hanging out with Val and Pat Christensen and all them. And we would always go over to Brooke Armstrong's house and either watch The Sixth Sense or What Lies Beneath. Those were like the
two, What Lies Beneath,
the two scary movies that we would watch. Mainly because... Jennifer Love Hewitt's in my top five, but she was in that that one.
I know he did last summer.
No. She was in that TV show that she was dang it, what show was that?
I'm on 911.
No, but we do watch that one though.
Yeah, I know you do.
No, this is before all that.
I don't know.
Where she would see the ghosts and talk to the ghosts and stuff.
Oh yeah. I don't remember what it's called. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I liked that one. But mainly just because of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Dude, she was fire. She was
Hey, she's still on my top five, buddy.
Yeah.
So
she was something else.
Yeah, but those types. I tried watching Medium, like the one with David Arquette's sister.
What
in
Patricia
it.
Arquette?
Yeah, Patricia Arquette. But I don't know. I watched a few episodes and
she's in Stigmata. You ever see that one?
Mm-mm. She's in Holes. That's like the first time that I ever really noticed her.
Yeah, she's been on a lot of stuff. Yeah, I remember Stigmata came out in, like, 99, because it was the same year End of Days came out with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold!
Which is, I love that movie. But Stigmata was, so they were both about, like, the year 2000, the devil coming back type of stuff. And End of Days was obviously an Arnold action movie, fighting Satan. Stigmata was a little bit more, like, creepy, like, possession. So she got possessed by a demon in the movie. And there's a which is so funny because the guy that plays Satan in End of Days, Gabriel Byrne, plays a Catholic priest in Stigmata. So I was like, is he the only actor that was available for these end of the world movies? And, like, because he's Satan in one, I'm confused, and then he's a Catholic priest that's getting rid of the demon and the lady in the other one. What's
oh
up
my gosh, help me out that's here funny
what's up Hollywood huh I mean, we really, I like the guy.
Ghost Whisperer. I had to look it up. It was driving me nuts. Yeah,
that's why you got to Google.
Ghost Whisperer. Yep. Yeah, from 2005 to 2010, I watched the whole series.
Yeah, I bet you liked
that. It got really weird, though. Yeah. It was really weird.
Like, wasn't very good.
Well, so one, her husband dies.
Okay.
And then he dies, but comes back and visits her as a ghost because she can talk and see ghosts.
Sure.
And then he goes to the morgue and just hops into a body, and it got really weird, man.
What kind of?
Yeah, he stole a body from the from the morgue, and
they get weird, man. Some of these.
Yeah, and so she's married to her husband, who is in still with her husband, who is in another body, and it's weird because like when it would show him like talking, it was him, but then if it ever showed him like in the mirror when they were talking, it was the other guy. It was weird. That was the part that got really weird, but other than that, like the Ghost Whisperer I liked it. Oh, it was pretty good.
You quit it with these shows. Anyway. Some of that stuff. Yeah.
Now watch 911.
J-Lo Hewitt. Love it. Like I said, you know where I stand on the ghosts. She's getting older to ask questions, so yeah, I mean, but yeah, I'm pretty vocal about that stuff. I'm not gonna, I don't hide it from her. I'm like, yeah, man, I think that stuff's real.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I don't sit around like thinking about it all day, and I mean, I'm not gonna let it creep me out. I think there's a reason to why people see it, or where, based on where they live, or what, if they, whatever, you know. Don't give a reason to invite that kind of stuff into your life.
So, okay, now flipping. You believe in ghosts, but do you believe in like angels?
Yeah.
Like I said, past family members coming down and like either visiting or protecting you or something.
Yeah, I believe in all that stuff.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, I've heard too many stories of people, you know, little kids saying, you know, hey, this happened to me, but this.
Yeah, there's
still. There was this lady that looked like this. Oh, wait. And they show them a picture and be like, yeah, but it was like their great-grandma or something like that.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that happens. And I just refuse to think it's all lies.
Yeah.
I think, like we were talking about before, I think there's just so much stuff out there. Like, it's hard to just be so... I feel like if you're that hardened person who just refuses to believe in anything and think that any of that stuff's real, you're probably pretty angry, too. I think you might be an angry person who carries a lot of anger and just probably hates everything around them. Because there's no, you don't see the beauty in anything, I feel like. You know, like when you see, I feel like for me, like I see the world, there's so much beyond even what you see. There's stuff, you know, beyond into the space and galaxies and heaven and hell and whatever. And there's so much out there that's beyond our imagination. I think it's even hard to fathom.
Yeah.
But I think that's what allows you to enjoy your life and enjoy the things that happen. I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to not believe in anything, you know? I can see why people don't believe in certain things. And they believe in this or they believe in that. Like, I mean, to each his own. You can believe whatever you want or not. It's hard to not believe in anything at all.
So, I heard something. I can't even remember who I heard it from. Oh, man. I don't know. It was Joe Rogan. He was like, I think it was talking about, you know, he was talking to someone about, do you believe in God or not? And he, Joe Rogan said, I think it's harder to not believe than it is to believe. Because in order to not believe, you had to do crap ton of research and disproving, you know, all evidence and everything in order to not believe than it is to read it and look at it and do some studying and say, actually,
or just based
could be there, you know. Yeah, there might be ghosts. There might be...
I mean, and everybody knows somebody that's got a personal story that saw some, heard some, whatever. You know, what these things. Everybody. So it happens a lot, all the time.
I mean, your stories...
you're gonna just say that everybody that's saying these things are lying?
Yeah,
we're all lying.
I mean, I hear stories all the time of the light turns green, and you're ready to go, but then your car dies, and then you look up, and someone runs a red light. You're gonna call that a coincidence? Oh, it's just a coincidence. My car died. No, there was someone else had a hand in that. You know, your guardian angel or whatever it is. You know, it's not just a coincidence that you know, your car died right as someone was running a red light. Because if it didn't happen, you just got T-boned and could have lost your life.
That's interesting, yeah. I mean, I do believe, like I said, I believe in a lot of, like, I believe there are things that are legitimately just, like, a coincidence. I do think there are coincidences.
I think there are some.
But I don't think I think it's a lazy way to look at it, like, if you just chalk everything up to a coincidence.
Yeah.
I think you're not allowing, you know, that other stuff to play out, or you're not even giving it a chance. You're just, oh, it's a coincidence. Well, what's a coincidence? What is it really, you know? Maybe you should figure out what that is first before you go around calling everything a coincidence.
Like, I was out of a job, ran into our friend DJ, 2 weeks later, calls, hey, we're hiring at my work.
Right.
If you didn't, or it was just a coincidence that I ran into him.
That might have been a coincidence.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
that was more than a coincidence. But, yeah. But, I don't know. Are there coincidences? Yes. But, for me, it's just...
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. So, sure. For me, it's... Not really. There's not really a coincidence, you know? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Maybe the coincidence is part of the plan, though.
But then that doesn't make it a coincidence. I mean, it's just part of a plan.
Now I'm just making up
definitions. You're just saying stuff. You stop it.
No, I think I think a lot of stuff is, you know, part of a plan. I don't necessarily know what it is.
No one's going to know until...
Right, and I don't know if... honestly, I don't think it's like... You're born and then your whole life is laid out in front of you. Like, I feel like based on your choices, things will, it's like a tree, you know, like it could branch out and go this way. Oh, you made that choice. It's going to maybe go one of three ways this way. I think we're all,
what's behind door one, two, and three.
Yeah, you got, or, you know, or 20 doors. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Based on who you are or whatever type of person you are, you know,
it's free agency. That's what
exactly what it is, man.
All it is free agency.
You have the ability to make your own choices. What you do with those choices is completely up to you.
But you made that choice. You can't turn around and blame it on other people, though.
Oh, I've always been about that.
Oh, you're always blaming me for all your stuff.
I don't care if you blame God or not or whatever, but if you're just making mistakes and blaming other people for them, you got a lot of problems, man.
You blame me all the time.
Well, yeah, but it's your fault.
Oh, dang it.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. I blame you for me being short, even though you were not born when I was born.
That's true.
I blame you for my parents being short, for making me short.
Might have been my fault.
I think it's a coincidence that you had your hand in it. I'm just kidding. I don't know what that means. I'm just saying stuff.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
What are we saying?
I'm like 2 years older than you.
Yeah. Nah, man, there's... I think the world we live in, the fact the Earth, life, and everything, and the endless universe and galaxy, I think there's just this too massed and awesome to think that there's nothing behind it. You know, some kind of power or
something,
an entity.
Something greater there.
Something greater, yeah. I don't think it's... I remember one time a buddy of mine we were talking about this. He was like... We're talking about, like, faith and believing in an afterlife. And he was like, I feel like sometimes it's just, like, an excuse so that people, it helps them to not be afraid of dying. And I just looked at him and I was like, is that so bad, though?
Yeah.
Even if that was, like, the only reason somebody believed in that stuff, so that they weren't afraid of dying, is that so bad? Would you rather everybody just is living in fear all the time? Because... when I die, nothing happens. So this is all I got. I got one shot. So yeah, I'm going to be a little bit more cautious. I'm going to be a little bit more afraid.
Yeah.
Not saying that everybody that believes that way is like that, but I feel like there is a tendency there.
You'd be living in a bubble.
You're
afraid to die.
You're more afraid.
You'd be living in the bunker.
And I don't really think much about death. I don't necessarily think I'm afraid of it because I know it's part of life. I think the sooner you can wrap your mind around the fact we're all gonna die,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of maybe on your terms, maybe not. Mm-hmm. You know, but
so it's easy I think to
accept
it,
when you think
for me, it's not else, necessarily you know? Afraid of dying. It's well, especially the age that I'm at now. I'm afraid of dying because of my kids, my maybe children.
Before you get the chance to see them grow up. And
well, that and you know, if I were to drive home tonight, leaving your house, driving home, and I get killed in an accident, that just you know, my kids are going to be fatherless. I mean, Valerie's not going to have a problem finding another husband because well, she's smoking hot.
She already got somebody.
But. Well, Steve, how dare you?
I'm sure. She got to keep her options open. She's still young.
I come, I walk
she's a flesh and blood woman.
I walked through the door. She looks at me and was like, ugh.
You made it again? God, go ahead. Dang it.
I got to pay that guy extra money to
get it. Try it again next week. One of these days. One of these days. That car's going to swerve off the road.
Dang it.
I keep on doing some of this.
Thought I cut the brake lines.
The lug nuts. All my lug nuts on my tires are loose.
They're loose. Who did this? Why is my oil leaking everywhere? Dang it. I thought that was your brake line.
I don't know cars.
But, no, that's my fear, mm-hmm. is dying at a young age like I am now with young kids and then
leaving
Valerie with the four kids and then leaving the kids without a dad. That's what I fear. But do I fear actually dying?
Right.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think I definitely...
Shoot, if I died right now, I'd be able to meet my grandpa that I never met before.
There you go.
I had a grandpa that died 3 days after I was born. Never met him. Right. Grandpa Stokes. Passed away of cancer 3 days after I was born. Never met him.
How would you know it was him?
I don't know. He's gonna come up. He's gonna come up and say, "Hey, I'm your Grandpa Stokes." I'll be like, "All right."
What if it's some imposter?
Well, hopefully he'll be with my grandma, who I knew. In
afterlife, there's gonna be some shenanigans.
Oh no! You stop it.
Hey, I'm your grandpa. It'll be even more dark. Hey, man, I'm your grandpa. Grampy. It's just some guy.
No, hopefully my grandma, who I knew. We'll be there next to him, welcoming me, and I'll be like, I'll look at her and say, is it really him?
Get a good look at a picture of him before you
see,
go.
I've only seen one picture of him, and it's just kind of a glimpse of it, so.
You're not, I don't know. I'm sure you know, it's such a...
No, I think you'll know.
It's a crazy, unfathomable
thing. Yeah, I think, you know, once you die, a lot of this stuff will be that you forget before you came.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it will come back to you.
Sure. Oh, yeah, man.
Or at least be revealed to you.
You'll experience. In a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a total, like a revelation of, you know, like everything. It's just going to come in.
Well, in my religion, it's a veil. There's a veil between us and the afterlife. And once you cross that veil, that's when...
You see people.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I joke about wanting to go out in a blaze of glory.
Easy.
Like, but how people back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. back in the you know, the Greek, Roman, you know, Spartan era, you know, even Vikings and, you know, Middle Ages people, man, you born.
I'll give you a Viking
funeral. You were born to be a warrior.
I'll give you a Viking funeral.
I'm going to go out in the blaze. I'm going to Valhalla.
No. I'm going to put you in a boat, wrap you up.
You see me? With an arrow?
Push you out into Lake Lowell.
Lake Lowell, that's
gross. I'm just kidding.
You set the lake on fire with all the turds.
Exactly.
I always joke.
Okay,
fine. I was like, I want to go on a blaze.
I'll take you out to Lucky Peak.
I want to die in battle and have the Valkyries take me to mm-hmm. Valhalla. That's such a cool belief, though. Viking mythology is awesome.
It is pretty
cool. No, I think, I definitely, you know, I live my life a certain way to try to... make sound choices, so I'm mm-hmm. here for my wife and my kid, because I do think about that, but as far as dying, I know it's going to happen, so mm-hmm. I don't really think about it. It ain't a thing. I try to live a good life so that when it does happen, that hopefully I don't get kicked out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm sure I might be on the cusp there, but I hope I can squeak in there. Maybe like I'm the last guy on the list. And he's like, "All right, we got room for one more."
One
like,
more.
Hey, come on.
Me. It'd be like, The tall guy in the back.
Get out of here. Sure. Come on. He doesn't have a wristband, but we'll let him in anyway.
Yeah. Here. Here's a slap wristband.
$10 cover.
To slap it on
Nobody
you.
Nobody else had there. To pay. Yeah,
but... You're going to have
I'll pay to get in if I got to do it.
No, so going back to like what you said, how you had your friend say, I think that you know, believing in this is just a way to stop you from fearing death.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me that people believing in God is a way to keep them from doing bad things. And I looked at him.
Is that a terrible thing, though?
That's it. And I said, so that's a bad thing? I'm like, well, why can't you just be a decent person? And then I looked at him and I said, I know some people that use the excuse of not believing in God to do some terrible things. So.
Which tells you that.
But then it goes the same way. I mean, there's people that believe in God. They use that as an excuse to do some terrible things.
Yeah, it was like, it doesn't even have to all be about God. It was like, maybe you don't make terrible choices because, hopefully, like, if you're raised decent somewhat human decently, being. You don't want to, like, embarrass make your parents feel like garbage.
You don't want to bring shame to your family.
Shame to your family, yeah. I mean, but, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't have any parents, hardly, or, you know,
got exactly.
raised by wolves, and that's what you get.
It's
a great show, by the way.
Wish I could be raised by wolves.
Dude, well, you're going to be pretty ferocious.
Or maybe we can dance with wolves. Dances with wolves. Good movie,
by the way. I watched the director's cut of that movie not too long ago. It was 4 hours.
Ooh,
it
took me about three. Last of the Mohicans? Jeez. Me about
3 nights. No, it was Dance with Wolves.
Well, I know, but Last of the Mohicans is like a 3-hour movie.
No, it's not.
It wasn't?
Dances with Wolves is a 3-hour movie normally. The really? Director's cut's like almost 4 hours.
See, I thought that back in the day when Last of the Mohicans came out, that was like the longest movie that had ever been made.
No, that was Dance with Wolves. You're getting mixed up. Dance with Wolves was over 3. But there's the longer movies before that, even like The Godfathers are super long. Apocalypse Now was long. Actually, when it first came out, it wasn't, but the Redux director's cut is like 3.5 hours
long. Well, now you got Lord of the Rings. Those were 3 hours.
Yeah, those are all 3 hours.
But now just like the uncut ones are probably a heck of a lot longer than that.
They got uncut stuff of that?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
I think I saw it one time.
The trees get bigger as they walk around.
Maybe.
Killing people. Giant trees. I am the tree king. A bunch of elves smoking weed and trees coming alive.
Just fighting over some ring. Yeah. What? Yeah. What is this? The Bachelor? I'm sorry. Oh, no, that sorry. The Bachelorette fighting over a ring. Sorry.
Yeah, that's somebody's fighting.
One of those.
You might not be wrong. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to be said.
We can keep talking
about what we've done, known, and like all these things. But the cool thing is, though, I will say this about this era that we're living in, is with the amount of information that's out there, there's really no excuse to not at least have some information to back your thesis or your reasoning behind your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you don't believe in spit or you believe in everything, whatever. There's plenty of information that can take you either way.
There are some people that believe a little too much and you're like, all right.
No, and that's true. And that's the thing. Like, whatever your opinion is, you can find at least a few people who've written something about it and then
they wrote about it.
It's like and you can be an anti-vaccine person, it's whatever, but it's like the anti-vaccine thing. Mm-hmm. You can have 100 people and 97 people say it's good, whatever, and there's 3 people that say it's bad, and you can have the people that fixate on the 3, and then that's their belief.
Yep.
So you can have that with anything. Like, I don't believe in God or nothing because of this stuff I've read. Okay, fine. There's a lot of stuff to support it, sure. But it's just like I said, like, don't be so hardened in your ways that you like are so against people that think differently, though, because there's a lot of information that supports how they believe too. You know, it's like let people just believe whatever you want, and you know, I think we tell our kids to be the same way. Like, you believe what you're gonna believe, but let other people have their opinions and believe. But don't ever let anybody tell you to think this way or think that way. But you know, there's endless amounts of information.
It's just like right now the issue that we have going on, the masks versus anti-masks.
Sure.
You know, there's evidence that people see to prove that masks work.
Yeah.
There's ones that say that they don't.
Yeah.
If you don't want to wear a mask,
don't
shame people for wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask, don't shame people for not wanting to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And so that's the big debate right now that's going on, especially here in Idaho.
So yeah, and it's all tricky. I mean, there's a lot of science behind the math, and it shows, you know, because you can see the you know, the graphic of sneezing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen what a sneeze looks like. I think we've all seen video, like, of a sneeze, and it goes, like, 20 feet, and it's like, goodness gracious. And I've said this 100 times, I'll say it again. Pre-COVID, people were disgusting, filthy. You'd see people just sneezing all over each other, not even thinking about it.
Coughing at on least, Jesus, yeah.
At the very least, we get anything out of this, people will think about that. Maybe don't sneeze all over the person right next to
maybe,
you.
Maybe, you know, put it in your...
catch it.
The crook of your arm.
I
like to
save it right here. I go into the shirt. Mm-hmm.
I'll sneeze right into my elbow.
Yeah, so you can lick it later.
Mm-hmm.
Smell it.
Well, actually, Mythbusters, they did a thing on sneezing.
Oh, yeah?
And they did one with a napkin. And did one with, like, with a regular napkin. And they did one with the cloth, did one with the shirt.
Sure.
And then they did one in the
elbow. Your skin stops it better.
And the one in the elbow was
sure.
stopped the spread. Because even if you sneeze into a handkerchief or something, it's going right through.
Once you understand the size of, like, particles, they're mm-hmm. so small, microns.
Mm-hmm.
Micron is a tiny.
Itty bitty.
Tiny.
It's the reason why they're called microns.
Micron.
You can't need a microscope.
So, yeah, when I sneeze into my shirt like this, I do try mm-hmm. to face down to them. Yeah. But I know full well it's probably coming through here. But same with mm-hmm. a napkin or a cloth, or you're in your mask, so you're wearing mm-hmm. it's sneezing and, you know, it's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it makes total sense that sneezing into your skin would stop it. Because it's so...
But turn away from the person, though.
Yeah, it's kind of gross to think about, but it is. Yeah. It's like your skin is like a sponge, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's like soaking all that stuff up in
now there. Don't sneeze and turn around and hug someone. Come here, baby!
With our powers combined.
You stop it.
Yeah. You sneeze in your elbow enough and hug the wrong person, they're going to find out about the unknown. I think I killed that guy.
Oh, shoot.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah. But it just all comes down to, you know, your perspective.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Just got to be...
No one knows anything until the final days.
Yeah, it's true, man.
You know, if we die and just sit in the ground...
You're not going to know anyway.
You're not going to know until you're dead and sitting in the ground.
That's the other thing, real quick before we wrap it up. But that was the other thing, like... I don't see the harm in that. Like, you know, if I die and nothing happens, oh, well, I'm not going to know it.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with me wanting to believe that there's something better than that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see the harm in it.
Hmm.
No matter how you see it, whether it's Christian or Muslim or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever you believe. Just the fact you believe in something, I think, is good. It's positive. I think just
gives us hope.
Yeah. And what's wrong with hope, too?
You know not what I mean? A dang thing.
And you know, I think I don't know. I just believe in absolutely nothing. It just seems kind of... I don't believe that, so it's hard for me to wrap my mind around not being, you know... I'm sure there's reasons why people believe mm-hmm. it, and that's fine. I just feel like it'd be a lot harder almost to live that kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, then once there's that argument too, oh, so you want to be like everybody else, conformist or whatever, and you're going to do what they do? No. No. It makes me feel good to think, to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you makes know, me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Maybe there's other reasons, but you seem like a big porcupine, just mm-hmm. walking around, just mad and poking angry. Things, and just always angry and just the kind.
But
of...
But if you're like me, who believes in stuff but still angry all the time,
I think that's a good mix.
That's because I'm Scottish and Irish mix.
You're positive, and you're. It's a good thing you don't drink.
Boy,
I tell you, you'd be like, arr!
That's what everyone says.
What are your deeds?
Well, that's just it. A lot of people say, man, you'd be a fun drunk. I'd be like, I'd probably be an angry drunk to try to fight everyone.
You're looking at my little wee ones.
Are you touching my beard? Let's fight. Let's take it outside. And then I get knocked out.
I get knocked down. But I get up again.
Oh, yeah. And they get knocked down again.
This
oh, easy, Chumbawamba.
Right, we're going
to
call it.
Easy.
Well, now we're starting to sing Chumbawamba songs. Now
you
we
are saying.
No, it's we. I got a mouse in my pocket.
Here we oh, go. Okay.
What's this wee crap? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Maybe.
It's like, would you leave the door open? You got a tail?
And you stop.
That's what old people say. They say that stuff.
No, I...
You ever heard any, like, your parents or grandparents say things like that?
I got
a guy. Who left the door? What, you got a tail?
No, are you born in a barn?
Yeah, I heard that one.
That's what I get. Yeah, or no, got.
On the streets. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
My parents died when I was 10. You want to bring that up, too?
Easy, Bruce Wayne.
No, wedding singer. He says somebody's all, my parents died when I was 10, too. You want to talk about that? He's like, why would I want to talk about that?
I don't know.
Why don't you go have a few more drinks and drive home? It's such a funny part. Remember why he says it, but it's super funny.
No, why would I want to do that?
I don't know. Anyway.
All right. Well,
yep. I don't know if you even got anything out of these last couple episodes, but you know what? This is how
we had fun, and that's what we're here.
It's just stuff. You know,
Because I post these on Twitter, and actually, one of our old football coaches, old teacher, Mr. Whitmer.
Oh, really? Chance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chance. He's actually a principal now, apparently.
What?
That's what it says on his Twitter profile. I don't know. Somewhere in Nampa. But he...
It's funny the people have Twitter.
Yeah, but he... well, he has a podcast, too. And so we kind of correspond over a podcast.
Oh, cool.
And he... The last one that I posted, he commented on it. He's like, man, it sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. And I'm like, we really are. I don't know if we get off topic so many times.
You guys probably aren't
even learning a dang thing.
Probably stopped listening 20 minutes ago.
You know, we might as well put this in the comedy section instead of the family.
You know, we have a topic that we try to stick to. Honestly, we could sit here and just do episodes of just talking about stuff, you know?
We should just rename it The Life, in the life of Jackson and Stokes.
Just talk it.
Because every time we get together, it's just random stuff like this. Yeah. All the time. There's no sense to our conversation.
Arms wide open.
Oh, easy, Creed. Yeah. Easy.
That's what's going to happen.
a lot of me laughing and Steve singing a lot.
That was, that song about the afterlife. All right.
Yay.
Golden Street, gold is gold.
You stop it. All right, we're going to lose followers.
Yeah, they stopped.
If we even had any.
I think we had -2.
I
think Facebook kicked us off.
Yeah, they banned us.
They're like,
dang it, actually, the anchor's going to ban us now. Yo, get out of here.
They're like,
get out of here. You know, take your stuff and leave.
Oh, well.
All right. All right, well, hey. Y'all take it easy. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, which I know you will because we're freaking amazing.
Yeah, there's no reason to not like what we're saying.
You need to share it. Tell your family. I want you to get onto your rooftop.
Yeah.
Shout it.
Yo.
Listen.
It's going to keep getting better and better. We are. We're going to be upgrading technology here pretty soon. Get some little set up. I mean, it's going to get better.
We're going to convert my office in the barn into a little studio.
Dude, I think we need to decorate in there. Really make it look good.
No, we are. And because I got that new gun. I was going to tell you. I got that new gun.
We can shoot it in the office.
No, but it came with the egg cart or the egg crate padding.
Oh, got you.
So I'm going to freaking slap it up on my walls.
We got to put more of it. Yeah.
Boom. Because I already got the carpet on the ceiling.
Yeah, we need more of that on the walls. Yeah.
Yes. So we're gonna turn that into a studio.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Because I have a podcast with Steve here, and then I got another podcast with another one of our friends.
Yep.
I'm not going to promote it on this one, but yeah. So
you can tell them about it.
Well, we got to get a few more out, and then I'll tell them.
Okay, so. Gotcha.
But no, we're gonna turn that one into a studio.
Yep.
And Alex wants me to turn it into a recording studio and have people in and record. I'm like, I'm not a producer.
Nobody's going to drive out in the middle.
Exactly. That's what I told him. And I'm like, and I barely even know how to edit this here. So anyway, we're getting off topic again. Anyway,
we can't even stop the podcast.
I know.
We've derailed.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Drug out the exit from this podcast.
We did. All right. Well, hey, remember, your children are blessings and don't take it for granted. We will see you next week.
Take care.
Bye.